Welcome to day 15 of the 21 days of prayer and fasting. This is our podcast that comes each morning with just a brief time in the Word and some prayer that's centered around the verses. And we are working our way through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians in these 21 days. Today is Sunday, January the 19th. We are entering into our third week. And so let's take a minute and look at 1 Thessalonians 4, one phrase in verse 14. In fact, I would suggest it may be the key phrase of the entire final section of this chapter. One of my favorite verses in the whole 1 Thessalonians book. But he talks about those who have fallen asleep in Christ, meaning those who have already died but are Christians. And he's talking now about those who are left behind, so to speak. He doesn't want them to grieve like those who have no hope. And the very next verse, verse 14 of chapter 4, says this: "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again." And so what's coming in the remaining verses is really all of his comfort and truth to those who are still alive and, you know, missing and longing to see their ones who have passed away. He said all of the hope and comfort that we have in those times, it comes from the fact that Jesus died and rose again. In a word, that's the gospel. So all of our comfort, all of the reasoning for not having to grieve comes from the gospel. This is a beautiful phrase: "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again." And there's so much more to unpack here. I just want to leave that seed with us and let that take root in our heart today, that it's the gospel that brings us hope and comfort. It's all the reason we need to realize that even those who've died before us in the Lord, while we do miss them and long to see them, they are with the Lord and we will see them again one day. Why? Because of Christ's death and resurrection. There is so much power and hope in the gospel. So I want us to pray today a prayer of thanksgiving for the gospel and give glory to God in our praying and give thanks to God in our praying for His gospel, which is personified in the person, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, and seen in His death and resurrection. So let's pray with extremely grateful hearts to God for His gospel. Heavenly Father, specifically in regards to this text, thank You that while I'm praying today, many are joining me who miss someone because they've already died and gone to heaven. It could be a husband or a wife, maybe a widow or a widower is listening. It may be a parent who's lost a child. There are couples who've had stillbirths and miscarriages. There are those who've lost children when they were young, others who have lost teenagers. And these are sad stories. They bring to mind very sad events. In the middle of this sadness, humanly speaking, remind us strongly and deeply of Your gospel, that Jesus died and rose again. And because of that fact, that truth, that historical, theological reality, there is a resurrection for all those who believe in Christ, and there is also a reunion. And so we thank You that this gives us hope and comfort, and we don't have to grieve like those who have no hope. Yes, there's a grief, but it's not hopeless grief. And it's all because of the gospel. So together we give You thanks for Your gospel. We give You thanks for Your Son, for His death and resurrection, which ensures and guarantees the resurrection of all who believe. Lord, thank You deeply for the gospel, which is the foundation and root of our comfort. In Jesus' good name we pray. Amen.